from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, we are careening toward In the News, where we do have some details of the Columbia River small plane landing.
Finally got some actual reporting.
Yeah,
on that.
And it's,
I even saw a photo of the guy.
It's kind of in between what was reported and what we thought.
Yeah.
Because we were kind of downplaying.
Still don't know whether to call this guy a hero or not. The fact that he was on his own makes me think not hero.
Definitely not a hero. He crashed his plane. He just lived.
Yeah.
But they made it sound like he landed his plane heroically in the Columbia River.
He just crashed.
He just crashed.
It was a controlled crash, though.
And to that, you know, maybe he deserves some...
And I learned something about crashes reading through this story.
Yeah.
I thought it was better to lose the engine low, but apparently it's not. Apparently,
no.
if you want to lose your engine, you want to lose it when you're up high.
Yeah, so you can glide down.
I would have thought, yeah, you want to lose it right at the end when you're near the ground, and you know.
So that's next. But first, let's get to this jerk-ass A&M coach.
This douche.
I hate these guys, man.
I know.
They're just. I don't understand why people can't handle these questions better. Or at least just think about it. You know the question is coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's coming. He's the baseball coach at Texas A&M. They just lose a hard-fought game in the finale of the College World Series to Tennessee, so he's kind of pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give him that. But the Texas job is open. His name has been linked to the Texas job the whole College World Series, and he was asked about it.
With the rumors circulating today about a specific job opening, what do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean... I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. And that's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question, but I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. So write that.
Okay. So that clearly,
write that.
That clearly means that he is going to continue to be the head coach of the Texas A&M Aggies.
You like that?
Correct?
Just said. You like that?
Never going to take another job?
Never take write another
that.
Job.
Write that. Well, what just happened? He left for Texas.
What an absolute ass.
It's over.
What an effing joke.
God, these guys are such
that
jerks.
Is so pathetic. It's one thing.
He knew he was going, too.
He knew he was going. Well, here's the thing. This is the
that's
part.
That's why he gets all defensive.
Exactly. That's the part that would piss me off. Texas just fired their coach like a day ago, which means this a-hole behind the scenes, while his team was making a run to the College World Series, was already in talks with Texas. So you're telling me Texas decided to fire their coach, and then with 24 hours later, has already come to an agreement with the Texas A&M coach, stop it. This has been in the works for a long time, which is why they fired their guy.
And you could just say, yeah. You know what? We just lost the championship game. I'm not talking about other jobs tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how hard would that have been?
No. You're selfish.
Yes.
You're selfish for you to ask that.
And you come out that. And that's, this is the, it's like, my, I call this my Lance Armstrong theory. I could care less than Lance Armstrong was on drugs. Couldn't care less. Everyone else was. But I love the fact that that anytime someone asked him about it, he would try to ruin someone's reporting career because they had the nerve to ask him about steroid use, which he was doing. That's the problem I have. Like you said, there's a million ways to answer that question. Bucks had that was the best way. That would be the perfect answer. Look, we just lost a heartbreaking championship. Those guys in there, we are not dealing with that. That's for another time. And you walk away.
If someone wants to speculate on that, then fine. They can. They say, oh, he dodged it. Whatever. But you're not doing that.
And knowing that within 24 hours, you are going to leave, that's psychopath stuff. It's just.
But the joke's on him. His name is Jim Schlossnagel.
Yeah.
Schlossnagel. So he's going to Texas. Whatever. Now to another whatever. Danica Patrick is crazy, I guess, or something?
I didn't even know.
She's down the rabbit hole?
Yeah, I had no idea what Danica Patrick was up to. And someone today sent me something and about like a podcast. And I was like, well, she was on a podcast talking. And then I did a little digging into this. And it turns out she has a podcast. And boy, the podcast is about a lot of different things, but this particular episode, it focuses on she's got this friend of hers, and they're pretty tight, and they share a set of beliefs that basically revolve around reptiles, aliens, and a galactic federation. And no, I'm not making any of this up. And this goes on for 3+ hours. It's incredible.
Okay, so a very, very, very long time ago, there was a seer, a mystic, who was a part of the Galactic Federation, who said that she saw this vision of a civilization that was going to be created from many different beings, many different species, so a hybrid civilization that was meant to end the war of all war in the universe. But we don't know it. You know, I really compare it to like Superman, right? And like before Superman knew who he was and the fact that he came from off planet and that he had a mission for humanity.
Yeah.
This is us.
Yeah. Right? And like,
yeah.
So wait, that wasn't Danica Patrick. That was her friend.
That was her friend. That was Danica Patrick saying, yeah. And then she goes on to talk about
that
how.
That didn't make any sense. I don't even.
So we're hybrids from multiple different alien races put on Earth
to end wars.
And then Atlantis happened.
We're not doing a very good job.
And then, no. Well, here's the thing. So Atlantis was the perfect civilization, and then they gave us all of their wisdom and knowledge, and we failed. Therefore, they had to destroy Atlantis.
All right.
This is some of the stuff that they hit on. Someone actually went through and highlighted.
Oh no.
Everything that was in this podcast that Danica Patrick is apparently on board with. Reptilian overlords invented money to control us.
I thought that was one of Roger's things too, I think.
Is he into the
reptiles?
Yeah, I thought he mentioned that.
He's a lizard people guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The reptiles right now are struggling with the shifting of energies and they use energy in order to maintain their shift shaping forms. One of the parts that I actually did listen to is, remember the gal that freaked out on the airplane? Remember that was like
Which one?
It was
the one with the uptops who said that MF-er is not real. That one?
Yeah.
Tiffany Gomez.
Tiffany, yeah. That was actually a reptile whose energy shift, she was struggling and she was about to change reptilian form, and that's why she had the freak out.
Oh.
Also, in the very near future, because of shifting energies, we are going to see more and more celebrities like Justin Bieber. Hand to God, she said Justin Bieber is a reptile, and that we are going to start seeing more of them transform before our eyes because they can't handle the shifting frequencies, and that within the next 3 to 4 years, there will be an uprising of the new Earth frequencies. And Danica Patrick can't wait for this. She's very excited about it. People in the past actually found the solution for cancer, but they were killed off.
Okay.
So we had
big pharma.
Yeah, we had a cure for cancer, but then we had to kill them all because
they don't want the
for cancer.
Because too many people are making money off of cancer drugs.
Yes.
Treatments, is that what?
Yes.
Okay.
Because again, the money is what the reptiles created. Money is not real. Money was created by our reptilian overlords to control us.
All right. Well, look, whatever gets you along in the world.
Adele is also a reptile.
She does look reptilian.
Adele and Justin Bieber, very much reptiles.
People like this are exhausting.
And Danica Patrick apparently is one of them.
And they're just, and they're kind of an eye roll. Like, I don't know. It's just another cuckoo.
I feel like keeping up with all that would be exhausting.
Well, that's what I mean. That's why they're exhausting.
No, they're exhausting for us, but just to...
Same thing, yeah.
To be invested in it to the level they are would be exhausting and not even... I don't know. Yeah.
They're all amongst us, and I don't know. They're just... I'm just tired.
I'm just saying, if you want your mind blown, look up this podcast and do what I did and like just skip ahead every like 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, guess what? This guy's not
And listen to listen to what's being said.
That.
It's honestly one of the best things I've heard in quite some time.
All right, In the News is coming up next. We'll find out how Atmosphere is going at Oaks Park. It is reopened. And details of the Columbia River small plane landing. Is this man a hero? Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.